You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy and I are scratching our heads how we came up with this segment, but
that's the funniest part of this. We have no idea.
Yeah, because we came up with yesterday, we were all excited, and then we're like, wait a minute, was there a story?
Were we talking about just getting excited because when this is all over, we can get out and travel again and kind of see the world? I don't remember at all. Anyway.
I felt like it was a specific story, but it doesn't matter. The segment is, what's your worst hotel story? And Jeremy went ahead and posted this on social media. And we were pretty sure that people would be forthcoming. We just didn't know they would be this forthcoming.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
And stories this wild.
A lot of clogged toilets. So I don't know what's going on in your hotel bathroom, but y'all need some fiber. That's all I'm going to say about that. Let's see. This is Charisse wrote in. She said, we arrived at our hotel to find... She's putting as 10,000 dead roly polies all over the hotel room. You go crunch, 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 crunch. Just some more bugs. Robin said, we went to our hotel room, turned on the lights, and saw all the roaches scatter.
Sure.
Yeah. Some of those, check the TripAdvisor reviews, you guys. Jason actually posted a photo. His is, he said he was out in Fresno, California, and he took a picture like out his window, and there he said, I saw about 20 people going to jail. It was a scary sight, scary situation. There was cop cars all in front of his window with about 20 people cuffed, so I don't know what was going on, but my goodness.
What
part of town were you in, sir? I'll give you mine real quick. We went to South Dakota a couple years ago and booked a hotel. And you know how I am about pools, Dom, and public pools and just taking my shirt off and doing all that in general.
You won't do it.
I won't do it. And Nick Nack was like, well, we've got to book a hotel with a nice pool because I want to take the kids to the pool while we're there and blah, 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 blah. So I found a hotel in South Dakota that was actually about 2 weeks old. It was brand new construction. We walked into that place and it smelled great. It was brand new, pristine, clean. So one of the nights she talked me into getting into the pool with the kids. And I was like, all right, this place has only been open for a couple weeks. It's probably going to be fine. It's clean.
But you left your shirt on though.
No, I took my shirt off. I even just had my swimming trunks on and I was in the pool.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, so we were all in there, all four of us, you know, yay, bobbing around. We're having the time of our life. Yay, South Dakota's great. Meh. Another family comes wandering in with two younger kids, and they hop in the pool on the opposite end. And they're in there. You know, we're all in there for about 15 minutes or so. And we look over, and the dad is bopping his kid up and down in the water, who had to be maybe 1, 2 years old. And as he's going up and down, the kid goes, bleh, and just... blows a puke load all over the pool, and it is just sitting there floating on the surface. I mean, it was a massive barf. And we watched the dad, he kind of glanced over to see if we saw, thinking that we didn't, I guess, and he kind of took his hand and splashed it around on the puke to kind of sink it a little bit, I guess. And then they shuffled down about 10 feet and kept playing. The one time I get into a pool, and that happens. We were immediately like, kids, get out of the pool. Kids, out of
everybody,
the pool.
Everybody, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. No, don't
but
ask.
But, Mom, we're having fun right now. Out of the pool. Out of the pool. Oh, God, that was so
How would
gross.
You like to have been the person who doesn't show up to the pool until, like, 2 minutes later? And, you know, you get your chair, you pull your chair over, you got your bag there, you take your shirt off, you put your towel down, you're like, ooh, and you go and you jump in, and the first thing you see when you come up is chunks stuck to your arm or something.
Or you come up and, you know, you're spitting the water out of your mouth because you got some water in your mouth. Oh, my gosh. See, this is why I don't get into pools, Dom. That's why. Kim wrote in and said we had water leaking through the bathroom ceiling into the doorway. It was a steady waterfall from the room above.
Oh, great.
She said the hotel gave us a bucket and basically said, hey, good luck. And then Elizabeth says, we showed up and the door to our room was not installed. They were going through renovations and gave us the keys, but the door was laying in the hallway and the room number was on a sticky note on the wall next to the room.
That's a great story.
Isn't that great? These are funny.
I got to tell you mine. The one that stands out, because I've had a lot of weird experiences in hotels, but one is about, I don't know, 3 years ago or something like that, where Gretchen and I went to Santa Barbara. And it was our big vacay. We went to wine country in Santa Barbara. And we decided to splurge for, I think, two of the nights that we were there. And we got this place that had, and we got a suite. Mm-hmm. Now, it wasn't one of those big, you know, presidential suites. It was just the kind of suite where it had, you know, I think two rooms and stuff like what?
Yeah, an extra couch.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it was a suite and it was cool. So one of the days that we're there, the first morning that we were there, as we're going out, the cleaning lady shows up, you know, housekeeping was there. And she pushes the door open and puts the little wedge in to hold the door open mm-hmm. while her cart is outside. Just as we're about to leave, and I notice as we're walking out, some guy is walking down the hall, and we have just walked out, and he kind of craned and stuck his head in, like he's looking into the room, but then he kept going the other direction that we were going.
Oh.
And I was like, he did nothing wrong.
But you're just kind of like,
I got a tingle. Like,
that ain't right.
What is that? So we got to the stairwell, because we weren't going to take the elevator. We were just taking the stairs, and I was like, why don't you go ahead and go on down? I said, I don't feel right about this for some reason. She goes, what are you talking about? I said, I'll meet you in just a couple minutes. She goes down the stairs. I turn around. I go back into the room. And I just go into the room. Now, the cleaning lady is back in the bedroom. She doesn't even know I've come in. She can't see me. And I just stand there, and I lean up against the wall in my room with my arms crossed. And I stood there. Jeremy, it was maybe 40 seconds after I did that. The same guy came bustling into the room.
Whoa.
Walking quickly into the room. And he was in there for like 2 seconds before he looked over and saw me standing against the wall. And then he put on that whole like, oh, and he looked like, oh, must be in the wrong room.
Yeah, you are.
And he turned around and he bolted, walked quick, didn't run, but he walked quickly out again.
Oh my gosh.
He immediately went to the stairwell that I'd gone down and went down the stairs. So I called hotel security, and hotel security showed up, and the manager and stuff like that. And I said, here's a guy who's coming to your hotel. He's waiting to see when housekeeping pushes doors open and leaves them open. And then he will just walk in as if it's his room, and he's going to raid everything you've got.
Yeah. That's crazy that you had that feeling.
I had a feeling.
You had a feeling.
All he did was glance in and keep going, and it just gave me a weird sensation, like this guy is up to something.
Whoa, man. I would have been in the room the rest of the day. Well, we can't do anything today. We're going to be robbed.
Doesn't everybody have at least one hotel story? Something that happened at a hotel that they'll never forget. Like Jeremy's puke in the pool story.
Yum, yum. Yum.
We're going to go to the phones real quick and talk to Jason, who's patiently holding. Hey, Jason, good morning. Welcome to the show.
So my wife and I were staying at a hotel. We decided to go down and check out the hot tub. And then a family showed up, which, you know, it's okay. The kids were doing the traditional jump in the pool, jump in the hot tub. And one of them was wearing a diaper. And we didn't really know this about kids, but there is a correct and an incorrect diaper to wear at a pool. And all of a sudden, we started feeling things touch us, and we couldn't see anything, though. And then it got really bad. We were just constantly being rubbed up by something, and we ripped our hand out of the water. There was a good 4 inches of that jelly powder that's in the diapers.
Oh, yes. The absorbent stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was shocked at how much of that was in the hot. It was serious, and it was only getting worse.
Time to change the filter in that hot tub. It was all gummed up.
I'm buying sock and Pampers because that absorbed almost half the hot tub.
The hot tub was half empty.
Oh, man.
That's disgusting.
Wow.
So gross.
Well, you know, Jeremy and I have
diapers.
We have a thing on this show about public hot tubs. We are not fans.
At all.
It's because of your diaper story and others, but
that put a stain in my opinion for sure.
Yeah, buddy, that's funny.
We're glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Y'all too.
Thank you very much.
Let me give you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's almost a cause to just rip the whole hot tub out and put in
a
new one.
You just bulldozed that hotel, I think. Nicole actually wrote me, this is a funny story, I forgot about this one. She says when she was a kid, they stayed at a sketchy hotel with her dad. They were watching TV in the hotel room. She's like, and all of a sudden the channels started changing on the TV, and they couldn't figure out why did the channels keep changing. They'd change it back, and it'd be changed again. She said her dad went to the front office, and it turned out all the TVs in the hotel were connected to the TV at the front desk. So whatever the person at the front desk was watching is what everybody in the hotel was watching.
Click, 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 click.